What, how do we game? Hello, welcome to Dice Fiends, an actual play podcast where we play games. Today, we're playing a special issue of Cornfield Chaos. It's in Masks, a New Generation game is what we are playing. I am Shannon. I'm going to be the GM. My pronouns are she, her. I am going to play anyone that's not one of these chuckle fucks, although mostly I think I'm really only going to be playing Ron because no one else is in the scene and we're just doing a single scene.
Of course we are.
Yeah, I'm sure that's how it'll work out.
Mm-hmm.
Am I supposed to say anything else? I don't know. Chuckle fucks, go.
Hi, my name is Chell. I will be running this game. This is Cornfield Chaos, and we are in the Dice Fiends system. Masks, a new generation Dice Fiends, Cornfield Chaos. Get your ointment wherever you get good podcasts. And I am playing Alice Starr, a.k.a. Lynx, a.k.a. actually not Lynx because that bitch got erased. That sad bitch gone.
That's true.
Now it's copycat. But either way, her pronouns are she, her. My pronouns are they, them. And I will pass it on to time.is, which we forgot to clap to, but we're not recording We're not recording manually this time, so.
I had Audacity up. I was ready. But I wasn't because I forgot and I'm not recording.
It's Jesus Take the Wheel with Alistair, so.
Yep, it sure is.
Like, if this gets fucked. There you go, that's an endorsement. If this gets fucked, we're doing all of this off screen, so.
Yeah, I mean, that's fine. This isn't important. I mean, it is important, but it's not important.
Oh my god, is that a massive pair of tentacles coming through the door? Just bursting through with what looks like either a playing card or some kind of weird jewel forming a little heart, getting ready to consenticle us?
Consenticle.
I'm so glad you mentioned my consenticles. Hi, it's me. Prime. Friendicle. I do the he-theys. I play Flaxen, the living sign in this wonderful game of Mass. Be the best you can be.
Nope, that's a different
I game. Also Mass. Go by Kale when... We're dealing with the sweetest granny of all, Melinda, who calls me by the she, her pronouns, even though, you know, it's tricky at this time. And this is a bad timeline to be in. Now let's get up to the shenanigree.
I almost tried to introduce myself again. Because I was like, oh, that's
what's
me.
The point?
Hi, I'm
who's
Shannon.
Who's this GM who's taking Ice Fiends? Can you introduce yourself? No.
We just, it's circular. Just, we
yeah,
just,
that's this, what this
is, whole thing
is
just
is.
Intros.
Yeah, yeah.
This They're is like, why the did bit they... that never ends.
All right, you guys. You turn the page. And you see. This is gonna be a night, isn't it? It's already.
I will restrain myself.
No, don't hold back. That was amazing. On the cover, Ron is at a conference table drawing a map. Behind his back, Alice is showing Flaxen a note that says, Plan A, get kidnapped. On the wall across from them, there's a picture of Speed Demon pinned to a board with a knife. Red strings are connecting him to his minions and properties. The title reads, Cornfield Chaos, Issue Number 4. Covert Conspiracy. This issue starring Flaxen, Unraveling Before Your Eyes, and Copycat, Out of Time, Out of Patience. You turn the page, and we see a splash page of the secret bookshelf that had a secret passage underneath, and you see not Frendicle, motherfucker.
Flaxen.
You see Flaxen and Alice and Ron crawling underneath to the secret conference room. Hey, Flaxen?
Yeah?
When you hear voices in your head, what do they sound like usually? Like, do they sound like you, or do they sound like a ghostly choir, or do they sound like Granny Melinda, or do they sound like your long-lost memory of your dad?
It depends on the tone of the voice. When it's, you know, the ones that are trying to convince me to, you know, be the better being, those are the sounds of dad. When it's, you know, trying to goad me into an action that doesn't seem like something father would want, that's more Granny Melinda. But if it's just the constant background chatter of things, it's a garbled Anders.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we should have had Matt come on just to do the voice. I could have typed to him what to say. So you hear, you've heard this voice before, and usually it's pretty garbled. But you hear it clearly. Another question, how do you refer to yourself in your head? Do you refer to yourself as Kale still, or do you almost always refer to yourself as Flaxen?
I am Flaxen.
Okay. So in your
head. We are Flaxen. It's no longer an I, it is a we.
Well, that's what we're getting at. They them, but it's the plural they them.
Exactly.
In your head, you hear this voice, and you've heard it before, but before it was always a little bit garbled. But now it's a little more clear, and it says, Flaxen. Flaxen. Oh, my little Flaxen. Look at you. You're changing again. How far are you going to let me in this time?
Whoa, meat thing. What are you doing? And like a tentacle goes on and points at Ron.
Ron looks at you and he's like, what? I'm just going. Aren't we supposed to go in here?
Oh, that's not you.
What's not me?
Never mind. Shoo. Keep going. Chairs, there.
Ron goes and sits down. Do you say anything else or think anything else or respond to?
With it being clear, it sounded like a different voice, so I went to the different person who's not usually around. Mm-hmm. Since it's not that person, I'm just gonna let it do what it do.
It did ask you a question.
Nobody's been let in. Things have tried to get out.
Oh.
The only person who needs to come back in is Father.
Oh.
You don't sound like Father.
Flaxen. You've let me so far in. And I've been molding you. We'll just see what happens. And then he's silent again. And it does sound exactly like Anders Chambers. I know that was my perfect. I know I personally sounded just like Matt whenever I said all that. Yeah,
of course.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm really good at voices, you guys.
Don't worry, I tried to do an Anders Chambers last night, but don't know how well it came across.
That's what she said?
That is what she said, B. That's what you just said.
Hey. All right, so that was your doom, if that wasn't clear. That's not like you don't have to mark doom or anything. That was just thematically interesting.
Well, you don't
want to
me to speed run the doom track in this special bit.
Yeah, probably not in this session that might get deleted because we didn't do Audacity. And
why isn't Flaxen here? Oh, Flaxen fucking died. Like we were talking, then they just fucking exploded.
Well, they're not gonna explode. They're just gonna, you know, transform a little further.
Yeah. More to
be a little more haster. Okay. So you guys have made it to the planning table. What would you like to plan?
Wow, this is a nice table.
Yes. Space grandma can't fit in.
Nice.
My back hurts too much to bend down this far.
That's good. Your grandma is concerning. But that's not important right now. So, I know four things. I'm gonna call him Speed Demon because he's not my dad, but I don't fucking know what his deal is. And it's better if I just don't refer to him as, like, unknown fucker or bitch-boned bitch boy or whatever, brittle-boned bitch boy or something. Okay.
I mean, that's what, well, not you, but the old you always used to call him anyway.
Brittle-boned bitch boy?
No, Speed Demon.
Oh, yeah.
What should I call you? Because you're not Lynx, right? Like, I know you're not Lynx, but you also don't want to go by Lynx. But you're still Alice?
I'm Alice from another time.
It may be regrettable, but I have them saved as bait in my head.
Well, that plays into one of my ideas.
I don't want to call her bait. But you're okay, so call you Alice?
Yeah, if you feel more comfortable with that.
What do you prefer?
No, if you feel comfortable with that. Sorry, I know I'm not Cat. Because Cat was Lynx.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. But
he looks a little sad for a second.
Lynx?
Yeah, call me Alice.
You, Lynx, to Speed Demon, because... Spawn.
So anyway, Speed Demon.
I know he was stalking us in the previous time. I don't know how long, but he followed us around, or his minions at least, followed us around long enough to know my dad's secret identity, and then separated Dadford away from us so he could kidnap him.
So your dad wasn't Speed Demon before?
No, he was a hero called Smiles Per Hour, but basically, I know. He doesn't exist in this timeline. Well, he hasn't for a while. But basically, how it went down is, I guess maybe Vendetta Black is behind this, but why would she possess my dad? But Vendetta Black kidnapped one of my dads, got the other into a trauma pod, which fueled a time machine, according to Dadford's notes. And that sent him back to the worst... Well, I don't know when that sent her back to, but it kept replaying the worst moment in my dad... the most traumatic event in my dad's life.
In your Dadford notes, he guesses it sent them back to whenever Dusty accidentally killed Ryder Klein. There's also some like schematics and stuff. Like there's some other like deeper theories and stuff. But I with the amount of time you had skimmed it, you probably didn't look at that stuff. And there's probably some complicated like nerdy shit because Dadford's a nerd.
Mm-hmm. Also, he knew all the crew's secret identities, so another point for stalking is through our gym teacher, who is a piece of shit. He likes controlling and hurting people. I don't know what his damage is, but it's severe. And I think he remembers the old timeline because we're still in the same house. We're still in the same house surrounded by the houses of all of our family, she says, looking at Flaxen.
But the houses around you are empty.
Before, they belonged to Heather, Kyle, and Cora. Our dad's friends, our family. But I feel he knows what happened, and he moved there specifically to revel in his victory. He's a bastard, so we need to get into Spriggan. I can make myself his bait to draw him there.
See?
I don't... But he's going to be... It's going to be hard for us because I think I messed up when... Because he probably knows my power chip is busted. Probably going to be looking for me when I... Wait. I have a bad idea. I have a very bad idea.
What's the bad idea?
What if I get kidnapped by him?
How do you know he'll take you? I mean, he's probably already at Spriggan. And how do you know he'll take you there and not to Elfbane's other lab, her home lab?
I'm guessing Spriggan's closer. I could always put out a video doxing him. Rile him up more.
Actually, he wouldn't say that. Doesn't that put you and Radford in danger?
We're already in danger. I mean, Radford had his mind erased multiple times.
And Radford, I have too.
Who woke up got... I don't know if it would...
So, why is you kidnap good plan, bad plan? Why is viable if you... What's the thing? You need the trauma pod.
Yes.
That wouldn't be where he would take you.
To go back.
Yes, but if I get taken to Spriggan... They'll be in the same building, and that this way, when we're not all moving on Spriggan Essex group, so Speed Demon or his goons like Scourge wouldn't be stopping us before we even got there. Even
what if you need flesh shields that aren't us?
Do you have an idea, or is that a question? I don't want to get out there, people killed, but even if he didn't take me to Spriggan, and I feel like that's his most secure place.
If you don't know where he can go and what he can do...
He can go just about anywhere. He portals all over the world.
If you don't know where the pod is, and you want to look at this one place without being stopped, send a distraction. There are plenty.
I mean,
who will come to aid?
I can tell you about some of the stuff at Spriggan. I think I've been there more recently than you have.
Is there still the elevator to the lower levels?
Yeah, there's an elevator. Fucking hard to get in.
Have you been down
there?
You have
to have biometrics and a physical key. Once or twice. Just a bunch of traps and labs. Scary.
I mean, that's were set up the first time. And it might not be in the same room. It might be in a bigger room with a bunch of test subjects. But that's still the most secure area.
Well, if he's kidnapping you because your implant's broken, he's probably going to take you upstairs because that's where, you know, they do all the cybernetics. Well, you do know.
Yeah.
Right. Obviously.
Yeah. So he takes me upstairs. Then
you need that physical key. And, like, an eyeball.
An eyeball? Plucked from who?
I don't know who all has access. I don't. I know Scourge does.
I mean,
she's the one who's taking me down there. I don't know if you can hack it, the biometric, the eyeball. I don't. Like, he would probably have safeguards against you, right?
Yeah, but one of his hackers is a fucking 14-year-old, so.
What? Firewall's a 14-year-old?
Yeah. They tried to blackmail me. I'm blackmailing them back.
Does Speed Demon know?
No.
His replacement for Revenant was a fucking 14-year-old?
He still has the same dumb bitch brain my dad had.
Oh,
and that
wow.
might be what saves us.
I mean, sure.
My dad had a brain. Until yours splattered it across the floor.
Alice will just look at Flaxen for a long moment.
Ron just kind of tries to break the awkward moment and just does a traps? There are traps there.
There are. Another option is if we could break through the floor itself.
You might end up in a trap room.
That is doable.
If you don't break the floor in the right spot.
I mean, the original pod was in a trap room too. Although I don't know why you're in a trap room. I didn't honestly think about traps so much. That seems kind of impractical to have it in a, like, facility. But he is super fast.
Speed Demon can portal anywhere he wants, and also he's super paranoid.
So is there a way to, do you know if there's a way to disable the traps, or is it just being careful around them?
I mean, like I said, I haven't been down there a lot, but like Scourge would disable the traps. It seemed like there's, so you get off the elevator and then you're in this creepy ass room. And if you don't do the right thing, something happens. I don't know. She didn't tell me. And then you get to the hallway, and then it seemed like any room you wanted to go into, you had to go through another of those rooms.
That sounds like it'd take a long time, but again, Speed Demon can portal anywhere in super speed. So it makes sense.
And it doesn't take as much time if you have, like, the access. Like, whenever... I mean, Scourge and I also have super speed, but whenever we went down there, it didn't take that long to disable it when you have the disable thing. I don't even know what it was, though. I didn't see what she did.
So is it a thing Scourge has or a thing in Scourge?
I'm not sure. She's faster than me.
If I got a good feel for him, I could theoretically do whatever he does with memories. That just feels gross, though. But I can manipulate Scourge like that.
Make her think that she's going somewhere for a reason.
Make her think she's going somewhere. Make her think that she hates Speed Demon. He's able to rewrite people. And I don't want to take it to that point, but We need to get back.
I've seen him get people to just follow his whims.
So that's definitely a power base. He does not have the charisma to do that. Or maybe he does, and people are weirder than I thought.
Don't need charisma if you have fear.
Fair enough. But we definitely need Tom. It'd be helpful to have Alpha, but...
I can talk to Alpha.
You can?
Yeah, we're friends. Pretty sure I can convince him to join us, even though... You know.
Yeah, I... Yeah. I need to...
You should also apologize to the snack bringer.
I know. Didn't deserve what I'd said to him.
Didn't deserve what you showed him, either.
I didn't show him anything. I mean, I told him what happened to his parents, if that's what you mean. But...
Yes, that. It was me who you showed things I shouldn't have seen.
Yeah.
Things that are lies in this world.
Yeah. They're lies in this world. That never happened. That never fucking happened because some incel twink.
And Flaxen goes from a floating ball of mass tentacles and shifts slightly humanoid. There's a torso form and what appears to be arms and a head. And then at the waist, it's just, you know, a floating skirt of tentacles. You know, more personable appearance at the table.
Hello, it's Chell. I want to take a moment to shout at you about Interstitial 2E Kickstarter, the Interstitial 2E Kickstarter. At the time of this release, it'll have about 2 days left, and when I'm recording this, they are $3,500 away from Splatbook stretch goal that will add in Splatbooks, or that will add in playbooks from other games, five of them, designed by the designers of those games, and they will be paid for it. And I will not. I am 0% sponsored. I'm just telling you because I love Interstitial 2E. And if you like Dice Fiends, and I really hope you do, I'm pretty sure you'd love it too. Also, we have a trailer for Daniel's Dread Tales today. One of our friends over on the Imaginary Broadcast Network. Remember, it's as real as you want it to be.
Hey, listener. What if I told you there was an actual play tabletop horror RPG podcast you could listen to right now? Oh, hey, no need for that language. You'll be back to your show in a second. Daniel's Dread Tales has got more angry clockwork wives, murderous abominations, and horrific circumstances than you could ever want. And you can find it right here on the Imaginary Broadcast Network. It's as real as you want it to be.
So what we need... Because we talk about rooms and traps and things. We need a map. One moment. And Flaxen whisks up into the HVAC system. And there's some cluttering and clattering and skittering back, plops back down, and foop! Just there's a stolen notebook, some 8x10 white printer paper, and a handful of pens and pencils. In the mug stolen from. We need maps and showing the ways.
Well, I've only been to the sub-basement like once. Maybe twice.
Well, that's better than nunts.
Yeah.
I can give you a good layout of the first floor where they do the cybernetics research. I've been there a billion times. That's where the training room is too.
Yeah.
A notebook and a pencil is being slid over to Ron.
Yeah, and he starts sketching out the first floor or the ground floor. And it's just a bunch. Hang on, let me find. It's just a bunch of like labs. Alice, Lynx has been here, so like you kind of remember some of this stuff from whenever you were younger before you started getting knocked out for your trip to Spriggan, your yearly trip to Spriggan. It's mostly labs, and then there's like an area kind of like in the back, so to speak, that's like a training room, and then off to that there's like a situation room, is that what, or like an operations room. Like it's got a computer and like mission, like that's where missions were ran out of before you guys started using the other secret place.
Yeah, before I
before
came
you
back.
Got kicked out of Spriggan. Yep. So yeah, he sketches all that out, and it gives you a pretty good layout of like the overall building shape. And then he'll switch to another sheet of paper and he'll do the basement, but he really doesn't have that much of the basement. So basically you get off the elevator and then there's a man trap room, which is funny that it's the name since it's also a trap room. I did not do that specific pun intentionally. A man trap is anytime you are in a room where this door has to close before this door opens. That type of room is called a man trap.
All airlocks are man traps.
To get into the elevator, you need both a physical key and the biometrics. The biometric is, of course, a digital thing that reads the biometrics. So the physical key is probably going to be the hard part. Then there is an empty room with sensors all around it. He's not exactly sure what the sensors do, but he's pretty sure that they sense if anyone is in that room that's not supposed to be. Then she did something and he's not sure what. Like he had said, she's too fast for him. He didn't see what she did. Then after that, after you make it through that, through the other side of the man trap, then there's a hallway, and the hallway seemed pretty clear. There were security guards regularly like doing their thing, and there were cameras all over the place, but they didn't have to do anything to avoid any other traps until they went into the room that he went into, which was another lab, and they did blood work on him. He doesn't know why. They were just checking stuff out, and Scourge said it was important. And they were like scientists and stuff down there. So you do know that it is more people than just Speed Demon going down there. There's security and there are scientists. And it didn't really branch off. It seemed like everything was like on one hallway.
It's risky, but I mean, there might be a reason he could take me downstairs. Because if I demonstrate that I have knowledge from another timeline, if he has deeper labs than just cybernetics, which I'm sure could draw blood, like there are doctor facilities on the surface level. He's doing some high level shit down there.
Yeah, I'm not sure what they were doing. It was weird.
Well, we need a way to break there. We need Thomas, so because that's the only hope I have of trying to communicate with Radford or Dad. If Thomas is there with his telepathy.
You don't think you can communicate with Radford without telepathy?
If you need telepathy, why do you need Thomas?
Oh.
Who is this Thomas?
Thomas is a very dear friend of mine. He was on our team back in the prime. He's an alien. He can eat plastic.
That's a weird power.
It's more of a perk for him. It's biological thing.
Thomas bookshelf boy thing?
That was Thomas. I think he goes by Surveyor.
There's not a hero called Surveyor here.
But he might have come over like I did. But he looks weird. He looks different than... I don't know, I should have talked to him. But
Then you say you look different too?
She does the thing with her and yeah. I guess he was in this timeline also just not free like he was before. He just wasn't. He had to have been in this town. He had to, because what else, he just shows up. But I think it would be better the more people we had, and Thomas's ideas, his abilities, were key to getting my dad out safely last time. He's always been so helpful, and I'd feel better if we had him on side. Even if he is a bit nihilistic from time to time.
So we get Alpha and we get Thomas. What else? What else do we have? What else is the plan? I'm not sure if I should go.
Because he could turn you against us?
Yeah, what if he turns me against you? What if he already has brainwashed me or whatever?
Are you worried that it's some kind of sleeper? Or...
I don't know. I didn't know about any of this until today.
I don't know if he's done anything to you, or if he get you as soon as you left the library. But...
I mean, I'll go if you want me to go, but I don't know if I'll be a liability.
I think she's gonna look to Flex and see what Flexen is thinking.
Ron is pawn of Speed Demon. So the more Ron talks and goes, well, yeah, I've done things with him, I know all this. Where Ron's survivability with Flexen is just keeps dropping. Every comment he makes.
You do know that he was like, he's been manipulated into this. I don't know if that matters to Flaxen, yes. But Alice had said that in front of you.
If he's brainwashed, he's compromised now.
I mean, that's what he's saying.
So we need to check his brain now.
Are you going to check his brain now?
So we need. Yeah, okay. We're going to check his brain now.
Are you
going to
ask him for consent, or are you just going to do it?
Hey, Ron, what's that?
He looks. What?
And I point to something, like, mm-hmm. to his left, so he turns mm-hmm. his head, and it is the worst Wet Willy experience. Tentacle in and mind blast.
Okay.
With telepathy. You know, mind blast to stun, telepathy mm-hmm. to probe.
Yeah. I don't even think you have to roll, because this isn't even... I guess... So what's your goal? What are you trying to do?
I think this is piercing the mask. Is he being actively being manipulated? Is he giving us false information? And is he going to be a hindrance towards
yeah.
the operation? And those are the what I'm trying to
okay.
look for.
Yeah, I think so... pierce the mask is the way to go. So that's plus your mundane, you know, your best stat.
Yep.
Unless you
and...
have a
move. And I can double check. I don't think I do.
Oh, it's Comforter Support is the one that you have.
Yeah, Comforter Support is freaking set of mundane. Yeah, no, I can't. Yeah, no, being the monsters doesn't really fit here. Although this is kind of monstrous if it goes bad. But I do have an 11.
Awesome. All right, so you get to choose three questions.
What do they intend to do? What are they really planning? And how could I get you to stay out of the way and not be a problem?
Okay, I'm going to answer the last one first. How can you get him to stay out of the way and not be a problem? Say, stay out of the way and not be a problem, and he'll fucking do it. Like, Yeah, he's already offering not to go anywhere near what you guys are doing. So you just have to say, yeah, that's a good idea. And
it's a, oh yeah, I'm offering not to do the thing. But you've just sown the seeds of, you could potentially be part of the enemy. So there's, that's the reassurance that I was looking for there.
Without intervention, if you guys tell him not to come, then he won't. So, like, there's still the chance that, you know, someone goes and interferes with him and then brings him, but otherwise he would not. And then what do you intend to do and what are you really planning? I'll answer, what are you really planning first? He is planning on being as helpful as he possibly can.
She is put off by just the squiggle, but does Ron look like he's recovering, or was it just like a little...
It was kind of just like but a rather jarring one, like he'd pop up a centimeter from it. But it was just over and done quick.
I think
quick.
He kind of goes blank for a little bit because you did mind blast him. So.
Well, yes.
So it's kind of like.
Mind blast, sedate, close enough.
Yeah, so it's kind of. He comes to. So what do you intend to do? So he personally intends to help, but you can see that. He has instructions, kind of, not to go against Speed Demon and to always help Scourge. He has the core him, but then he has something else that's like...
And Flaxen is going to physically turn and go, look, Alice, you know, shifting face to, you know, try to do eye contact as best as possible. Sorry. Needed to know if active pawn or
is
not.
Is he?
Not really.
What was that?
He wants to help, but he also can't hinder. I have a good idea where we can do with
what?
Him.
What's your idea?
He stays here and I bring him snacks while we do the thing. That way. Scurvy can't get him. And he cannot directly interfere with Speed Demon.
Scurvy?
Scourge?
Yes, that.
I...
You have a thing in your soft flesh inside bone cavity.
Okay.
Stops you from interfering with Speed Demon, but makes you comply to Scourge. It is not physical thing. It is...
Can it be removed?
Implanted thought thing.
Lynx was able to detect implants on people and electronics. Like, she could do a bug sweep before, right? Could she do one on Ron, see if he has any...
Yes, that's like an excellent idea.
Machines in him?
Mm-hmm.
Would that be an investigate or an unleash?
Investigate isn't a thing. This is,
you know,
this
what is situation?
I would think that would be...
What's...
Actually, no, you don't even have to roll for that. You can just do it.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, because that's your normal powers. You're not trying to do anything special with it. You're just trying to see... You have machine right. detection, and you're trying to see, you're trying to detect machines. So he doesn't have any implants.
Okay, so you don't have a, you definitely don't have a kill switch, which is good. That's another thing I have to worry about. He has a kill switch in me.
I remember, Lynx told me.
Yeah. So that will be a thing if. I honestly don't know what to do. Like, I thought kidnapping could work. He could take me in, and then y'all would have some bullshit.
So you said you can copy powers?
I can.
That's what you do now?
I form bonds with people, and then I can feel those bonds and copy powers as I understand them. So I could copy your speed, but if you could suddenly shoot lasers and I didn't know about that, I wouldn't be able to reach out and feel that.
I can't shoot lasers, just the speed for me.
All right, well, better luck next time.
Could you copy his portals?
I could try to copy his portals, but we have to be on the same prop. Oh, there's a bunch of different things with this. I have to get a feel for him. And really, the most feeling I got from him from Lynx is uncomfortable. Like, when someone grips your shoulders and then starts, like, rubbing their thumbs along the base of your neck.
Ew.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not great. God, all of her negative feelings are linked to touch. That sucks.
What do I feel like? Sorry, is that rude to ask? That's probably rude to ask.
I think she's going to try to remember, but she said, I know with me, we're pulling on hair while grabbing the face, but you know, like in the kind of fighting way.
Nemesis,
but also like everyone I cared about was the touching sensation. So, and I think you were different before. You're just someone she can always see. I think sight is her safety sense. Like, touching was mine. Like, she just has to look for you and you'll be there. Sorry.
No, it's fine. You didn't do anything wrong, and I asked.
Yeah.
So,
Elfbane is there. I could probably have the run of the whole place with her copy.
Because she's like Technomancer.
Yeah, she's on a different level from me. Like, who needs a lock when you can just tell the elevator doors to open?
I don't want you to get kidnapped, but if he were going to fix your implant, Elfbane would definitely be there.
Speed Demon could be overseeing it, so that would take him personally out. The security last time I was there was some lady who could shoot sleeping powder out of her chest. Some guards.
McCabe, she's still there.
Oh, fuck her.
There again.
And Spooky Jones?
Who?
It's so dumb because his superhero name was Spooky Jones, but his last name was also Jones. He could make pumpkins grow.
Oh, Larry? The librarian?
He's a librarian in this time? He was a cop before.
Dude, he hates the cops.
Good, fuck that guy.
What? Larry's... Yeah, he's so nice! He throws a big Halloween shindig every year, and he lets us bring food in here.
Kale points to the mug, and it's Larry's mug scribbled at the bottom.
Alright, so Larry's not a bad guy in this timeline. Good to know.
He's cool. I mean, I don't know. I think he has some history, but...
Look, we all have history. Well...
The biggest problems security-wise...
So, Revenant has plant powers and a gun. He's formidable. But from what Lynx can remember, he's not
I don't know if Speed Demon wants him tearing up the underside of the lab by just sending vines everywhere. Honestly, I don't know how much he needs to create it, if he just needs some dirt. We've just gardened back, you know, before. I'm not going to bring that up again. It's just having to clarify everything is back in my day. But yeah, he is planting a gun.
Well, and the planning and the tactics.
Yeah.
And his other gear.
Hey, Flaxen.
Hmm.
How big and destructive can you get?
As destructive as I need to be.
Do you think if...
Sometimes the world just caves to my wills.
Wow.
So, if I had a beacon inside me that could transmit my location... And when I stop, do you think you could burst through or, like, carve a path there?
Oh, I was excited. I thought you meant I could be in you and burst through you.
I still want to go back in time and save my family, but I appreciate
it. I don't know if you have robotic, you know... I tap at what looks like a metal hand.
Oh, I was thinking aliens when you said burst through you.
That was the first thought, but then, you know, the more wholesome thought of, you know, empty forearm canister and boom, tentacle monster. Let's keep the you kidnap thing on the table.
All right. That's what I like to hear.
But not completely gone. My grandmother has people who can distract for us while we sneak in without needing you to be a plaything of his under a knife.
I don't know.
And if they just distract but do not harm...
Well, hang on. Wouldn't we get to Alice before any knives were involved, right?
That is wonderfully optimistic.
Okay, I also think we should scrap the kidnapping.
Flaxen points to Ron. Fetch the Alpha.
Yeah, of course. You want me to go get him now? And okay, yeah. And he zooms off.
I don't know if we can scrap the kidnapping because both Speed Demon and Scourge are faster than both of us. He can be anywhere. Like, if I leave the library with everyone else, that just means Scourge, they come up, kick all of your asses, as well as mine, and then kidnap me. If I leave the library separately, I'm going to get kidnapped, but that'll give y'all an opening to pursue. Find me before then. I
think Flaxen's going to have this moment of, oh, beautiful compromise. We can have a distraction and you get kidnapped.
That's what I like to hear.
So maybe the people you care about from the before whatevers aren't harmed when I tear the world tear through. Get to you. So.
Alright, so he should go talk to Ron, bring him back. No, not Ron, Alpha, bring him back, and then I can apologize to him for everything I did.
So once Alpha's back, can I put Ron to sleep so he's not a hassle?
Yeah, that would be best.
Stay in the library. You proposed stay in the library and give him snacks, and he would do that.
Yes,
because he's safe in the.
I don't know who else has mind powers that can get through the library. I can give him snacks and leave him in here. Or I can give him snacks, leave him in here in a false sense of security, and just mind blast him so he falls asleep.
Yeah, I mean, you do you. You make your plan. I just
let him fall asleep face first into a plate of milk and cookies.
I just wanted
which is
to
literally
sure.
a plate full of milk with cookie.
Oh my god. I just wanted to be sure that you knew he was being compliant before you decided
yes,
to knock him out.
Yes, but it is the unraveled paranoia of a monster girl.
Once we're in there, if Elfbane is there, and maybe if we can deal with her because she's a technopath, but that just means, like, I'm not going to be good at all against her. Like, you hit her in the head with a brick. As far as I know, she's still just a fella.
Because if Elfbane were unconscious, you would still be able to copy her powers, right?
I can still copy them as long as they're not fucking dead.
Okay. And so, like, that would work, because he doesn't have safeguards against Elfbane, because he thinks Elfbane's on his side.
Also, with Elfbane's power, it's just like, oh, mechanical thing. Oh, there's safeguard against that. That's cute.
You guys talk it out. You figure out what you're doing. You have your plan. You sent Ron off to get Alpha, and then Flaxen said, it's okay if I knock him out, despite him thinking that he was just going to be sitting in the library eating snacks with Flaxen's grandma.
I honestly think it's better if he gets knocked out other than eating snacks with Flaxen's grandma. He's going to get a new type of programming if he's interacts with Melinda for any length of time.
So after you have that conversation, after you figure that out, you get a text from Trapdoor.
What does it say?
Good luck. It's nearly a 60% chance.
Thumbs up emoji. And then sending the message. Success, right?
He texts back, yeah, 60% chance of success.
If there's not, if it gets to the 40%, try to extract Haley Hutchinson. This is all text. Try to extract Haley Hutchinson. She's a stupid kid. She's greedy. She's self-centered, but she doesn't deserve to know what happens to people who fail Speed Demon. Get her out of there. Make sure no one can find her.
On it. And also, a thumbs up emoji.
Also, you probably know what I'm going to tell you, but the links you knew was gone.
Before you even hit enter, he's like, I know. It's okay. You didn't do anything wrong. And you get that text before you finish sending it.
Thank you for looking out for her. You are what she imagined having a dad who cared about her would be like. And sends it. She's gonna take off her go bag and slide it across the table. I would appreciate it if you could bring this with you when you come to rescue me. Speed Demon took enough from Lynx, me. I can't let him get this last piece. I want to keep it safe to prove that she was here.
I can see that being possible.
Thank you. Thank you, Flaxen.
The heroes are Chell and Frindical. Jamming was done by Shannon, and producing was done by Chell. The tracks used in this episode are Enemy Spotted by Jess, who you can find on Twitter at @roadkill_ghost, and Fire Away Instrumental by Forget the Whale, which is licensed under the Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike 4.0 International License, and can be found on freemusicarchive.org. Thank you to Ray Calidus for making our art. You can find her over at Keyligraphy Inc. on Twitter or keyligraphyinc.com. March Madness is wrapping next week with a double feature of Cornfield Chaos. We are going to be releasing issue number 5, Dedicated Dads, in which Alice enacts her and Flaxen's plan of getting her kidnapped to get everyone else to Spriggan, and issue number 6, No Time to Lose, for the group's final confrontation with Speed Demon. If you like what you heard, leave a rating and review over on your podcatcher of choice. And for more shows like us, check out the Imaginary Broadcast Network. It's as real as you want it to be.